The following showcases the 2026 developments of fintech and wider digital landscape of Slovenia. Slovenia rarely appears in conversations about Europe's leading fintech hubs. There are no fintech giants on the scale of Revolut, Klarna, or Adyen. Venture capital investment is modest compared with Berlin, Amsterdam, or London, and the country's population of just over 2 million naturally limits the size of its domestic market. Yet looking only at the number of startups misses the bigger picture. Slovenia has quietly built many of the conditions that fintech companies elsewhere are still trying to achieve. Consumers are highly banked, digital payments are commonplace, internet connectivity is widespread, and regulation increasingly aligns with the European Union's digital finance agenda. In other words, Slovenia is no longer trying to create a digital financial system. It is trying to improve one that already exists. That makes the country's fintech story less about disruption and more about optimization, a subtle but important distinction. When everyone already has a bank account, many emerging fintech markets begin with financial inclusion. Slovenia begins from the opposite position. According to the World Bank, virtually every Slovenian adult already has access to a formal financial account. Cash has steadily lost ground to contactless cards, online banking, and mobile payments, while digital literacy is among the highest in Central and Eastern Europe. For fintech companies, this changes the commercial challenge. There is little value in convincing people to open their first bank account. Instead, innovation focuses on making existing financial services faster, cheaper, and easier to use. That has encouraged investment in digital lending, embedded finance, personal financial management, and business software rather than basic payments. A small economy that punches above its weight. Slovenia consistently ranks among the most advanced economies in Central Europe. Manufacturing remains a major contributor to exports, particularly pharmaceuticals, automotive components, machinery, and electrical equipment, while logistics, tourism, professional services, and information technology continue to expand. Ljubljana serves as both the political capital and the country's financial center. Major banks include Nova Ljubljanska Banka, NLB, Nova KBM, SKB Banka, and OTP Bank Slovenia following recent consolidation within the banking sector. According to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, gross domestic product, GDP, per capita is expected to exceed $39,000 this year, placing Slovenia among the wealthiest countries in Central and Eastern Europe. Membership of both the European Union, EU, and the Eurozone, they use the euro, provides additional advantages. Slovenian fintech firms operate within one of the world's largest integrated financial markets from day one, giving successful companies access to customers well beyond the country's borders. Europe's rulebook is becoming Slovenia's advantage. Unlike countries developing entirely new regulatory systems, Slovenia benefits from being part of Europe's evolving digital finance framework. Open banking under PSD2, instant payments, the Digital Operational Resilience Act, DORA, the Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation, MiCA, and the European Union's broader digital finance strategy are steadily reshaping the competitive landscape. For Slovenian financial institutions, compliance is mandatory. For fintech companies, it can also become a competitive advantage. A product built to satisfy European regulatory requirements in Slovenia can often scale across the wider European economic area with relatively few modifications. The Bank of Slovenia has supported payment modernization and financial innovation while maintaining close alignment with European central bank initiatives and the Eurosystem's payment infrastructure. Rather than creating an isolated fintech market, Slovenia is becoming increasingly integrated into Europe's digital financial architecture. Fintech companies are exporting innovation. Although Slovenia's fintech ecosystem remains relatively compact, several companies have established international reputations. One of the best known is Bitstamp, founded in Slovenia in 2011, before relocating its headquarters internationally as it expanded. Today, it is one of Europe's longest established cryptocurrency exchanges, serving institutional and retail clients worldwide. Another prominent example is Equalize Solutions, a Ljubljana-based technology company that develops digital banking platforms, payment solutions, and fintech software for financial institutions across Europe and beyond. Meanwhile, Margento R and AmpD, headquartered in Slovenia, provides mobile payment technologies, digital ticketing, and smart city payment solutions used by governments, transport operators, and businesses across multiple countries. These firms illustrate an important characteristic of Slovenia's technology sector. Rather than focusing exclusively on domestic consumers, many companies build products designed for international markets from the outset. Artificial intelligence is entering financial services. Slovenia's growing technology sector is also beginning to influence the future of financial services. Banks are investing in artificial intelligence to improve fraud detection, customer service, credit assessment, and regulatory compliance, while fintech companies increasingly incorporate machine learning into payment security and business analytics. The country's universities and research institutions provide a steady pipeline of engineering talent, helping support innovation across software development, cybersecurity, and financial technology. As AI becomes more deeply embedded within European banking, Slovenia's strength in engineering may prove just as valuable as its relatively small domestic fintech market. Increasingly, the country is exporting expertise rather than simply financial products. The next opportunity lies with businesses. Consumers have already embraced digital finance. The next phase is likely to focus on companies. Slovenia's economy is dominated by small and medium-sized enterprises that are deeply integrated into European manufacturing and supply chains. Many are seeking better digital invoicing, embedded finance, cross-border payments, and automated treasury management rather than another consumer payment application. This creates opportunities for fintech firms specializing in business software, open banking, financial data, and embedded payments. As European commerce becomes increasingly digital, Slovenia's SME sector may become one of the country's most important fintech customers. Looking ahead, Slovenia is unlikely to dominate European fintech headlines. Its market is simply too small for that. But it may become something arguably more valuable. A country where advanced regulation, skilled engineering, and a highly digital population create an ideal environment for developing financial technology that can scale across Europe. For Slovenia, fintech is no longer about persuading people to go digital. That transition has largely happened. The next chapter will be defined by making finance more intelligent, more connected, and more deeply integrated into Europe's digital economy.